Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, we're loving the way this team's running the football. Coming up in 15 minutes, Chris Lindstrom talks about the O-line, and so does Caleb Huntley. You'll hear it coming up. Mike, a couple of things we got to talk about, a couple of things going down. One, Tom Brady says he feels great. He will play Sunday. I didn't think there was any doubt. He played last week even when he injured that shoulder and the finger. But the other concerns for Tampa as we get ready for Sunday's matchup, 11 o'clock pregame, guys, right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game kicks at 1 o'clock, is how many of those guys are banged up and you're trying to worry about yourself. And one of the conversations we've been having today is about Kyle Pitts, which we'll also get into coming up because Pitts, guys, seems to be a little bit more banged up than what they're leading on to. But we do not know if he's going to be available for Sunday. So I'm not going to go there and say he will or won't. We'll wait to see. And then we've got this Georgia thing going on. And thanks today to Josh Brooks, the AD, for coming on the show.
Right.
Filling in for the legendary Vince Dooley today and coming on. But why am I supposed to believe, and I'm talking to people on social media, Mike Bell, ATL, I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. Why am I supposed to believe that Georgia's going to beat Auburn by 30 points after what I've seen the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, they've been sluggish, and they just don't look like they're engaged as far as, especially the offensive line in the trenches. And now you lose Jalen Carter for a couple of weeks. You got this seventh-year senior at Auburn.
What's this kid's name? Brandon?
Brandon Council.
Yeah.
Now, he had to plug in at center during the LSU game because he's now technically played every position on the offensive line. He started at Akron. He had an injury. He's been around. I don't know if he's a 6 or 7 year senior. When I first read that today, I was like, man, it's like Animal House. They're like, 8 years of college down the drain. But anyway, Brandon Council has been around. So I guess as the old man, as the OG on the Auburn offensive line, he felt it was cool to spew that they're going to demolish the Georgia Bulldogs in Sanford Stadium as a 29.5-point dog. But you would look at Georgia. I mean, I would love to see Kirby go, hey, guys, look at this. And let them ruminate on what this man had to say about him. I just don't know. You brought up the Stacey Searles thing, and people have said that he's not the same guy that Matt Luke, obviously, or Pittman was.
Well, I'm looking,
and where are they losing the edge in the offensive line room?
I'm just looking for reasons as to why they're not being as dominant as they need to be. We can't talk about talent no more. That's over. Like, you can't call and say, well, Duke Sabell, they don't have the talent. Stop it. Five-star after five-star after five-star after five-star after five. Number one recruiting class, number two recruiting class, number two recruiting. You can't talk about that anymore. So why are they not being as dominant? And if you're going to tell me, well, you know, the competition, Kent State, Missouri, I don't buy it. And I just don't believe. I hope I'm wrong. I expect Georgia to win this weekend. But, Mike, by 30? What makes you believe that's going to happen? This offense has not proven that they're as explosive as they need to be. They're kicking field goals.
And it's almost like Stetson at times looks like the Stetson that was battling with JT Daniels for a job. So that's another part of it. Is Monken being too cute? Should you simply just have Darnell Washington out there with seven guys all over and just let him high top it? You know, go high point it. Because there's so many weapons. We talk about Brock Bowers and you know, maybe they're getting too cute with it. The wide receivers, Kirby keeps bringing up wide receivers in the press conference.
So you're telling me now Ladd McConkey's not getting open?
Well, maybe Ladd McConkey isn't George Pickens, and maybe you're overusing him. Just a thought. You know, and maybe you just go to the best weapons. Get it to Darnell Washington. Get it to Brock Bowers, and then figure out who the other guy at the wide receiver room is. Now, I'm not banging on Ladd McConkey. I'm just saying maybe Monken's being a little too cute with this. There were other Georgia players. This was in the Athletic piece that Seth Emerson wrote, and they said the same thing you and I said. But just looked like they were sleepwalking and so sluggish, and all of a sudden they like threw a switch with 13 minutes to go in the game, and they had two big drives in the red zone. All of a sudden worked. Georgia's the best offense in college football from 20 to 20, but they're kicking too many field goals.
Too many field goals. Too many field goals. And that is my concern. Should they beat Auburn? Yeah. But I don't know if you beat them by like 30 points. That's my thing. And you're going to say, well, a win's a win. That's not the point. If you're as good as we think you are and you're the number one or two team in the country, you're supposed to be dominating and having dominating performances. You know, last year when we watched this team and that defense and they're just shutting people down and you're pretty much doing whatever you want to do, you felt it. You haven't felt it this year. You just haven't, because I haven't felt it. So I'm not telling you the goal that is ultimately to get back to an SEC championship game, win the East, is not still at hand. It is. But you better look at Tennessee. They're leading the country in scoring. They're leading the country in yards. That all of a sudden now, you're telling me, well, we'll be fine. They won't score like that against us. Guys, last 2 weeks, you're giving up 22 points a game.
Right. Yeah, that the shutout thing is not happening. And then, look, it's a rivalry game, okay? Auburn, yeah, they played LSU close. I mean, that was a close game after they should have lost to Mizzou. Harsin maybe can look around and get some breathing room that no one's going to fire him maybe just yet. That his guys are perhaps buying in. I don't know, but this is an Auburn team.
Is this an overreaction by me?
No, they look sluggish. They don't look like the number one team, and nor did the voters think they were. That's why they're number two behind Alabama. It wasn't like, you know, people didn't look at that game and just go, what the is that? You know, that's not Georgia football.
It's not. It's not. By the way, Tennessee top offense, 559 yards. They are fourth in scoring at 48 a game. Georgia's not doing that.
Now, Georgia's defense without Jalen Carter, and again, the thing that worries you, if that game was in Knoxville, I'd be really worried about it. But coming to Athens, you know,
a little bit different. A little bit different. Yeah.
But, you know, Hendon Hooker and those guys, they want to play 200 plays, it seems like. They're going to be zipping it all over. And if you can't match them with scores, then you start playing catch up. Good luck with that. And that's the concern. The offensive line. The good news is Tennessee's defense can't stop anybody, even Chuck Smith. Ball for life! Even Chuck Smith will tell you that.
He'll join us tomorrow. All right, one last thing on the Dogs, and I got to ask you about Marcus Mariota. Is the run game doing what you expected it to do? And I'm talking about the Dogs' running backs in the run game as an overall view, Mike. This isn't as dominant as it was with Chubb and Sony Michel or even DeAndre Swift. It's not.
No, I just think that there's – McIntosh, Milton, some guys, they've been banged up.
Yeah.
But it's not popping like it needs to just yet. Is that fair to say?
It is.
I'm not saying they're not capable of doing it, but you just laid it out. You've had some of the most dynamic running back tandems, and these guys are all making money in the NFL. But, yeah, these guys aren't there just yet. Maybe it's scheme. Maybe Monken made so much – I'm not saying he made a beef about it, but it's almost like, I'll show you dynamic offense. Maybe just get back to, you know, running people over. But that brings us back to how we started this conversation. Is the offensive line as good as we thought it was? We started this year saying, look at that. Look at the numbers. This offensive line will be better than Bama's. Not really right now.
404-741-0929. It is Dukes and Bell coming up as the most important story of the day. You're going to hear from our offensive lineman, Chris Lindstrom, Caleb Huntley. But the one thing that's got to get fixed before Sunday is Marcus Mariota fixing the snaps and these fumbling issues. He was asked about it. Let's hear what he said as to what he's trying to do to get better. And if you're not familiar with this, we've had four games and four fourth quarters. He's fumbled or bumbled a snap that has cost us in some way. Okay? This is what he said.
Yeah, that's day in and day out. You know, every single day at practice, we start with a C and Q exchange. So it's something that we're continuing to work on, and we'll clean up.
That's kind of a standard answer. I mean, we'll clean up. No, you
Mike,
clean.
I want to know what he's doing specifically.
We didn't fumble. You did.
I mean, does he have a thing in his, like, in his bedroom where he's watching games? Whoop, catch it. You know,
have a jugs machine.
Yes, you touch it.
Set to low.
You feel it, and you flip it into a basket. And you're watching the game, and you're catching these balls as if they're being snapped to you because I need you to feel the ball.
Like Isaac Hayes, a chef on South Park. Make love to the football.
That's all I'm
Hold
saying.
Hold the football.
I don't care what you're watching. Catch it. Feel it. Ah, Marcus. It's got to get fixed.
Marcus needs to hold the football at night and sing that. Make love to the football.
It's got to get fixed.
Hey, during the break, Squid Billy and I, we weren't arguing. We were just debating. You know, Tom Brady.
Well, if it's Squid, you're arguing.
No, we're arguing. 10-0 against the Falcons. He's never lost three games in a row as a quarterback, as a starter, since 0-2 with the Patriots the year after they won the Super Bowl.
So what are you saying? This won't happen?
No, I'm worried about not having Patterson and Pitts. Patterson, obviously, for what he did. No, I love Caleb Huntley. We love Tyler Algier. But, I mean, the Pitts thing is, you know, is kind of a thing. If it becomes a dial-a-score, they're 12th against the run, Tampa Bay, right now. So it's not great, Not terrible.
Expose them, Mike.
But Kansas City ran it all over.
They're a wounded animal. I told you yesterday, they can be exposed.
And as you know, let's say this wounded animal also has rabies, or in this case, Tom's case, bulimia, that the animal goes, you got to watch out, man. You get that animal in the corner, I'm telling you, man. Squid Billy says we're going to go down there and kick their ass. We're going to run the football down their throat.
I hope so.
I just keep hearing. Patterson barely played last week. I mean, he had a touchdown, but after that, he didn't do anything when the game was on the line.
Yeah, but it's because Brady, not Brissett.
Let me finish. Pitts.
That's right.
Pitts, who you claim, well, we don't have him, well, we might not have him. Well, he only had one catch last week. And by the way, this Cleveland defense was seventh against the run. You ran it for 202 yards.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure Jacoby Brissett has nothing to do with that. Their offense was coming in as a top rushing offense. You jammed it down their throat and outran them for almost 40-something yards. You know, so I'm not overly worried about it. By the way, this high-flying offense, they scored like 19 points against Dallas. They scored 12 against Green Bay. Mm. They ain't been so good, and they had all their weapons against Dallas. Yeah,
but one-dimensionally, without a run game, they came back to within 10 of the Chiefs in that second. Now, again, it was too little too late because they dug a big hole against the Chefs. But if you don't get
love to the football.
Thank you, Chris. I love that scene when Chef was coaching the kids.
Oh, yeah.
All I'm saying, Bo, is it's if you don't get after Brady, and hopefully our pass rush will continue to be in again, but you can't just crank that up in the fourth quarter. You need to get after Brady from the jump because, as Carl said, he's not comfortable. He's undernourished,
yeah.
And he's banged up right now.
Yeah, you got after him last year. Marlon Davidson caught a pick six off this guy last year. I'm not worried.
Who?
Godwin is back. And by the way, if you ever listen to our station, we're not homers. We don't sit there and like, you know, the old Bears bit. We're going to win the game 400-2. No, we give you all the worst case scenarios and hope they don't happen. I'm giving you all the worst case scenarios. I don't have two of my star offensive pieces, regardless of what they didn't do against the Browns, and I'm going up against the GOAT on the road. I'd like to have all my weapons in this battle.
I'm more worried about Vita Vea, Shaq Barrett, Lavonte David, and Devin White. Those are all guys who have played well against the Falcons. Devin White has 5 sacks in 5 games against us.
Well, he ain't
plus,
getting this. That's not happening Sunday.
You know why? Our new look offensive line, to Bo's point, hopefully steps up.
You're going to hear from that new look offensive line. Chris Lindstrom talking about embracing the roles on the O-line is why they have been successful. It's part of the most important story of the day coming up next.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Hey, guys, get at the heart of the NFL with the In the Huddle podcast. Former offensive lineman Brian Baldinger, Jason Lockham, for NFL Insider, and me. Put them up all together. You can check it out. It's free on the Odyssey app. New episode today. We dropped talking about a variety of things, including the Falcons and Bucks. Go check it out in the Huddle podcast. All right, Mike, let's talk about the Falcons because the O-line has been a pleasant surprise, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's better. Dahlman's better than Hennessy. Elijah Wilkinson and Colby Gossett for one game are way better than what Jalen Mayfield was last year. We all know that. And then I guess you could argue that Caleb McGarry was challenged by not having his fifth year picked up, and now he's playing with a chip.
And they're playing better. Now, can you do this every week? It's not now that we have done this for 4 weeks and you feel pretty good because they're protecting Mariota. Even though he's not throwing the ball 45 times a game, they're doing a good job of that. They're running the ball well. Can you be consistent? You can't show up against a good defensive line this weekend. And Bo just told you, that defensive line with Vita Vea and all those guys – different monster. All right, here's Chris Lindstrom talking about embracing the roles, and that's one of the reasons why these guys have meshed and been playing well so far.
Yeah, and I think there's excitement in it, too. We're so lucky to have a great group of guys in terms of the mindset that we go out to practice with, to go out and attack it, and it's not just another Wednesday. It's an important Wednesday. And the details of meetings, and we understand what those emphases are. And then go out and really apply those into practice on a Wednesday.
So he's saying, we heard Marcus say to Arch earlier today that guys are locked in. They came in. Sounds like they've had a good week of practice. Now, we'll see what happens Sunday. But Lindstrom also talked about Mike, Coach Smith being their identity. This is kind of interesting because it's one thing to come in and say, we've talked about it. We want to be tough. We want to run the football. They're doing those things, and that's exactly what Coach has talked about.
I think you nailed it right there. It's just he set that standard of what we're going to be and what we're going to be as a team and the identity that brings, and you don't change that week to week. You don't get a pep talk. It's like the way you come to work at practice. And it started, last year, and, we've been building it and growing it and look forward to continuing to do that.
Okay. Are they going to be able to run the ball for 200 yards against Tampa? I can't tell you that.
Well, I mean, if they can, we're going to win the football game.
I agree.
That's great because, I mean, and look, guys, I would love to come on Monday's show and then we find out that Mariota threw for like 275 and two touchdowns and he was clean. If he can do that against Tampa Bay, then we are going to win the game. I feel that, to your point, Tampa Bay's not going to be able to, I mean, I'd like to think they're not going to be able to get steamrolled 2 weeks in a row. I think there's still some athletes down there. They're 12th against the run. You know, not great, not awful, but I just like to think, Carl, that if this team goes down there, plays our game, which is physical, and we can be physical against these guys, and they're ripe for the picking, maybe Mariota doesn't have to throw. I just can't imagine a situation with Tom Brady where you don't have to lean on your quarterback at some point.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
And it's fair. I don't think you can expect that this is going to be a 6-3 game, right? You just, it's not. This is the NFL. It's rare that you run into those situations. And when you do, it's probably because there's been turnovers and all kind of craziness happening. I think you have to go into this game, Mike. We got to score more than 24 points, first of all. And how do you get to that 24? And how much are you going to have to lean on Marcus Mariota? Caleb Huntley had a big weekend last weekend for us. Can he come back and do something similar? Maybe more. Maybe he gets more than 10 touches. He talked about how effective the O-line has been.
They're just some dogs. They come to work every day and, you know, just go balls to the wall every time, clearing things up, making reads easier. I just pride those guys a lot.
Yeah, I mean, so he's playing with, like, this hunger that we haven't seen. I mean, he came out and really set the tone in the second half when CP was banged up, and now we know he's going to be out. So Huntley's running like that.
They're just some dogs.
That's what we need. Algiers running like that.
And they'll have to do that again this week.
They are. Now, what about Marcus prepared to be a scrambler? Chris, let's let our audience hear this because, Mike, you've been talking about all the Marcus Mariota things and what he needs to do. Is he going to be running for his life this weekend? Because he said, if I have to scramble, I have no issues with that. Listen to him. All right. Computer froze up. That's fine.
Make love to the football. Just hold on to that ball, baby. No cough it up. No fumbles. No turnovers.
Well, and he's talking about, you know, do you prefer to be a scrambling quarterback versus a guy that – listen, I don't think anybody wants to scramble if they don't have to.
No, but he does – like, he likes the contact. He, you know, if he just held on the ball against the Saints, it wouldn't be bellyaching half as much as I am about his lack of clutch at times. And you saw it last week. I mean, the throw where he moves around and he literally has to, like, aim it to Zaccheaus. The ball's in the air forever. Just let it rip. Have the confidence. I mean, when does the confidence come back to Mariota that he is the starting quarterback? Coach is never going to put Ritter in unless we lose four or five games in a row. So let it rip. You know, be that dude, man. Get it to Drake London, man. You know, hit him, throw him open. Let's do some of the things you see other quarterbacks in the league do.
All right, Chris, we got the – all right, let's hear from Marcus on does he prefer to be a scrambling quarterback? And I guess the computer is upset at us.
The HAL 9000 is not cooperating today.
I do not like that sound bite.
What's the matter, Chris? So, yeah, I just love Chris's face because Chris looks – he literally looks like steam is coming out of his ears when that does go down.
Well, it's not his fault.
Our engineer does a fantastic job. This is beyond his control.
All right, guys. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9.
Somebody got to get to Radio Shack and upgrade our Tandy 4000.
Well, here's the deal. I'm going in the other room in there, and they got like $1 trillion worth of equipment. You know what I mean? I'm going in this other room in there. I'm like, what's going on in here, guys?
Can we talk about this?
What?
I won't name names. Squid Billy's always shaking his head. Let me address this. There's a lot of gear down the hall. They're doing podcasts. There's a company we're part of, our Odyssey group.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys putting all this stuff together?
It's a lot.
Yeah, man.
It's a lot.
What? I haven't said anything. Squid Billy's looking at a bunch of hipsters in that room next to us. Guy's wearing a mask. I walked in like I thought he was like I'm working at the CDC or something. I just broke a protocol.
All I know is I went in there and there was like this chamber that they had built. Like it's soundproof. It's incredible. And I'm like, where's all this coming from? All right, anyways. Yeah. And Chris hits a button and we can't even get set. All right, Chris, let's play it.
In there wearing a beret.
Let's play it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it allows me to kind of get into the field of the game. I think sometimes, especially for me as a quarterback, you know, when you're dropping back and you're constantly going to the same spot, you kind of get numb a little bit. So for me to kind of get around and move around, it kind of makes makes me feel like I'm in the game. I can run around and use my legs.
Look, brother, I don't care. You can run for 3,000 yards this year. You can throw for 3,000. As long as we win the game. just clean up some of the stuff which is driving us a little cuckoo. You know, and again, if he wins this game and he does the job, I'll stop talking about Ritter. I just sometimes wonder if there isn't a better option when he's creating some of these turnovers we talked about earlier. Touchdowns is 3-4. It's 3 touchdowns, 4 picks, 2 fumbles, a little lost. Clean that up and I'll stop yelling about it.
All right. Mike.
This is a game.
Mike, we can win this game.
It's a very winnable
game.
We
can win this game.
And I don't think, before we knew that Tampa was going to get off all sorts of stuff, losing two centers, their offensive line is patchwork, all the injuries, Gronk, I still think Gronk's the biggest piece missing for them. Brady with his personal life, all that crap. But if I told, when we were talking about this out at Hooters in Buford after practice.
What's up, Hooters?
If I told you we have a chance to be solo first place in this division in week 5, nobody would have bought that.
Nobody would have believed you. Guys, it can happen on Sunday. And I think we can win this game. I'm not saying that of course you would. Well, why would I go in thinking we could lose after we've won 2 in a row and played the way we have?
Right.
All right. More on this.
Oh, no. Tonight, by the way, we got Thursday Night Football, too.
Yeah. More on this tomorrow as we'll break down the games.
All right. Do I have to watch this? I do sports talk for a living. Do I have to watch this game tonight?
You think this is going to be a boring game because neither team scores, right?
Well, usually when there's a storyline that's sort of prevailing going in, you get the opposite, right?
Yeah,
you think
right.
You're going to get A and you get B. Matt Ryan doesn't have Jonathan Taylor. They've got a bunch of injuries on both sides.
Watch him go off tonight.
Yeah, and then Russell Wilson's going to play. He's had a bunch of injuries. They don't have Javonte Williams is not going to play.
He's done, yeah.
So you're wondering where the firepower is going to come from. Vegas had the over-under at 42. It's 21 points per team. I mean, that's pretty – they're expecting a pretty feeble offensive output tonight.
Well, both teams have not been that good offensively.
The fewest points in the league are the Colts. The third fewest are the Broncos with Russell Wilson.
So, you know, listen, if you're a betting man and you go, well, that screams under. But I'm with Mike. These are the games where you go, well, of course they're going to go under. And both teams will probably score both without key pieces in their run game. So there's going to be more pressure on both quarterbacks. By the way, Hawks played today, guys. Abu Dhabi!
Yeah, man. And if you didn't see this, I just tweeted it. Mike Bell, AT. I think Carl's got it up and put him up, C-Dukes. There's so many things to be excited about. Again, this is a tiny sample size. We're in Abu Dhabi. But, hey, if you're going to make the trip over there, Carl, you might as well win the game, right? They win the first against the Bucks. John Collins has an unbelievable pick-and-roll sequence with DeJounte. Well, I mean, DeJounte Murray and Trey. And then what did you mention? DeAndre Hunter went for 20 today?
Yeah, Hunter 17.
17.
But basically, you had all your starters in double figures, right? And it looked good. I mean, this game, because of the time change, most of you guys were at work and doing things. This looked good. And I know it's the first preseason game. They'll be over there. They'll play the Bucks again. But I like what I saw, man. Murray is a real deal.
I think NBA TV has got some highlights. Hawks have it. They may re-up it on TV tonight. Nothing else for NBA on right now. But it really was. It was exciting. And if this is what we're going to see down there, I can't wait to get down to the Highlight Factory, Carl.
What do we got for tonight's game winner, man?
Hey, man, I referenced that Chris was able to find the audio. That chef from, season 1 of South Park explaining to the kids with their peewee football team how you can't fumble the football. You've got to caress the football. Make love to the football.
Got to do it.
Brings us to tonight's game winner, brought to you by Ingles, your favorite adult cartoon for adults. Whether it's Adult Swim, Chris and I are big Rick and Morty fans. Mm-hmm. We love those guys. Mm-hmm. Obviously, South Park, Family Guy, Boondocks. Take any of your
Simpsons.
Favorites. Yeah, man. So your favorite cartoons for adults, not so much the kids. 404-741-0929 tonight's game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
Your favorite animation. Fox calls it what? Animation domination on Sundays. Your favorite adult-themed cartoons. Squid Billy gets his nickname from Squid Billy's, our producer, Bo. About some squid that live out in the country. And love Earnhardt and hate Auburn. Georgia fans.
I like driving in my truck.
He likes to drive in his truck.
Auburn fuck. Auburn sucks.
Yeah, that's
that
it.
That makes me laugh every time.
He likes to drive in his truck.
Well, the episode where they were going to kidnap Jeff Gordon makes me laugh, so too. But anyway, funny. That's where Squid Billy gets his nickname, in case you're wondering. Why do you call that guy Squid Billy? Again, the guys down there on William Street, they do an amazing job with Adult Swim and Cartoon Network. Hey, man, who's our first customer tonight, Chris? Tony. Hey, Tony, man, what you got for us?
Hey, hello.
Hey, man.
Long time no talk, man.
Where you been, Tony? Where you been, man?
I work in, man, and I don't have good answers. If I don't have good answers, I don't want to call in. You know?
No, he went down to Bolivia. That's had to meet with Sosa.
That's right, man. I didn't want to tell nobody, but your guy knows. Hey, so I don't like it when people call with multiple answers, but I got to have multiple answers on this one, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example, Teen Titans Go is a great show. Second, for Go Old School is Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Space Ghost was pretty funny.
Space Ghost was great.
Because they'd have real people doing the interviews with him and Brack.
That Space Ghost was great. He's right about that.
That is funny. Again, how much drugs do you have to be on Adult Swim to come up with that one, too?
Well, it's like they're sitting around, right?
Right.
I got an idea.
I did voice work for them years ago, and I think they got mad at me because one day they wanted me to come in and do something for Frisky Dingo.
Yeah,
and I was playing golf, and I think it just because they're not guys who play golf. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm locked in this golf thing with a client.
Oh,
and I never ever got called back again. So I was, and it's good money to do voiceover work
great.
For Adult Swim. So I did Frisky Dingo. I did the Skip Carey voice. It was, yeah. Missed those days. Anyway, who's up next, Chris? It's brought to you by Ingles. I like getting money for nothing. Low prices.
I love the savings. Voiceover work is the best. Like, right. When you see these guys go in and do these animated movies, Mike.
Right.
Now, it is work. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. You're in there all day, but it's great.
But it's fun, and their guys are so creative. Ramil, hey, man, your favorite adult cartoon. What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
From the day, I have to say Rick and Morty, but from back in the day, it's an old Eddie Murphy one. It's called the PJs. That was pretty funny.
The PJs? Yeah, I'm not familiar with
Chris,
the PJs.
You remember that? I missed that one.
I'm not familiar with the PJs. I'm familiar with Black Dynamite. I'm not familiar with the PJs.
Boondocks and the PJs. No. Eddie Murphy, I'm not familiar. I'm sorry.
No, Black Dynamite is different.
I learned something new. Hey, man, you're in the game, buddy. Who's up next? Swede, your favorite adult-themed cartoon.
Hey, man. First of all, I got to tell you, I think the biggest problem with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their being able to succeed, two words, Giselle Bundchen.
Tommy does look like he could use a sandwich for people who hadn't seen today's press conference.
Listen, and it's looking that way. It's looking that way. Go ahead.
My answer to the cartoon thing is, it's got to be South Park. Amen. I just love that show.
Right.
Thank you very much.
We loved South Park at its height. I totally agree with you on that. It was funny. And it went there. It went places.
The holiday special.
Great stuff.
Hey, man. The game winner is brought to you by Ingles Low Prices.
Don't
love the savings.
Don't talk to me that way.
Don't forget, by the way, tonight, if you love hearing Squid Billy and Chris, you're going to love Behind the Glass as these two get you ready for the most exciting offensive battle of Thursday Night Football.
Thursday Night Football.
So that'll be coming up right after us. Who's up next? Who? Dylan. Hey, man. You're in the game, brah. What you got?
Hello, everybody. This is your virtual Dylan Matthews with the hometown take. I'm going to go with Beavis and Butthead. Go Hawks.
Virtual Dylan from right down the hallway. I always love when they did the original Beavis and Butthead. Good job, Dylan.
That's you?
No, that's not him.
It was virtual Dylan? We thought it was him.
We thought you called in.
No, that's not him.
It's a guy who really, he loves 92.9 The Game so much, he did virtual Dylan.
That's
right
really
there.
Funny.
Cadence down and everything.
Had the cadence, though.
That's really funny.
That's cold, Jerry. One more. We get to everyone. One more. Manny. Hey, Manny. What's up, baby?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Man, I was going to say South Park, but the absolute funniest, hilarious one is when that guy Chief calls in and his dad, Mel, from Southwest Atlanta. I mean, that's about as funny as Squid Billy talking about rubbing some W sauce on his big fat pork butt.
There you go. I don't know if Chief is out there tonight, but that's shots fired. Yeah, man, I'm telling you, some of those cartoons are just so darn funny. I'm with a lot of nice variety tonight. Some good answers.
Yeah, brother just hit me up. He says, you don't know about PJs. No, I don't remember PJs. Yeah. I don't.
I missed the boat.
You got to tell me about it. I don't remember that. Plus, I'm all-encompassing. Hey, man, want to
Beavis and Butthead, by the way, when it first came out on MTV in the early 90s, it's like, hey, Beavis, you're going to score. Go ahead, man.
They were Beavis and Butthead. Every radio guy used some kind of Beavis and Butthead soundbite at the time when it was blowing up. Hey, want to give a big shout-out to all of our guests today, by the way. Keith Smith, fullback for Atlanta Falcons, stopped by. We also had a chance to talk with Josh Brooks, AD at Georgia. You heard from Brian Snicker, who was on the midday show today. And, guys, all the interviews, if you miss any of them, go to odyssey.com. You can check them out. They are there for you. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
So today, I did not get a chance to tell you about the most embarrassing thing that's happened to me in a long time. I will tell you tomorrow because we got caught up in the Falcon conversation and all that. And then I turned to Mike and said, I did not tell our listeners what happened to me. Right. It happened today. I will tell you guys tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. It's pretty embarrassing. And I think you will laugh at my expense, by the way.
I'm all ears.
Hey, man, Chris, Turtle Behind the Glass. Great job as always. Bo Morgan, executive producing. Mike mentioned it. They are coming up. They will get you ready for Thursday Night Football. Give me a pick, Mike. You got to give me somebody.
All right. Matt Ryan, hometown favorite. They're on the road, though, right? It's in Denver, right, boys? It's in Denver?
Yes, it is.
All right, I'll take the Colts. They're getting 3.5.
Okay.
So I'm getting 3.5.
All right.
Come on, Matt. Do something. Feel bad for Matt. He goes to the Colts. He thought he had a better offensive line. He's getting hit as much as he was here the last 5 years.
He really is, man. And the run game is going to be a big part of what happens tonight for both teams. We will see. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. Also, we'll be getting you ready for the weekend. Dogs and Auburn. It is a big game in many ways. We know it's the oldest rivalry in the South, but also – I think both of these teams have something to prove, man, especially coming off of the loss against LSU for Auburn and the way the Dogs played. I'm curious to see how they respond. We'll be talking more about it tomorrow. Our regular guest, including Tony Gwynn Jr., gets us ready for the playoffs.
Right.
MLB playoffs start tomorrow, the wild card round. Braves, we get a rest. We don't play until next week, so we get to sit back and watch and see what happens with the Phillies and Mets. We'll be on top of that. And the Bucks and Falcons.
Mm.
Stay right here. All right? Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, while the Hawks are beating the Bucks over in Abu Dhabi, there was a new sensation coming over here to the States. Now, again, I do not want to sound like John Fricke and his crazy obsession years ago about Taco Fall. Taco Fall will be the attraction. All Taco Fall was tall. This dude is tall, and he can do it all. Talking about Victor Wembanyama from France. Plays for a team from Paris. These guys, the Metropolitans 92. They were playing on a D-League team, or G-League team, I should say now, over in Vegas. Kid went for 37. He's 7'4". He hit 7 three-point shots. The guy's unbelievable. Rudy Gobert stood next to him. He came up to his ear. So I would think if you're Adam Silver, maybe it's time to freeze some ping pong balls and give the Knicks a chance or somebody. Because, boy, is this kid going to be something.
He looks like it, Mike. I mean, he could be the next big thing. But I'll tell you the next big thing in the ATL, and that's DeJounte Murray. Hawks played today. First time he's played in a Hawks uniform. Yes, it's preseason. But after the game today in Abu Dhabi, he tweeted out, I love my new team.
Oh.
Hashtag true to Atlanta. And people are responding. We love you too, DeJounte. He had 25 today, guys. Mm. He can play. I'm telling you. And I think it's going to be exciting to see where this team goes as the season gets started at the end of the month. Hey, we're back at you tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Make sure you're here. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
then you are going to miss out on the greatness that is Chris and Squid. I'll be listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.